Controller Tom DiNapoli issued his report on state revenues after the governor and legislature failed to agree on their own estimates by the March 1 deadline. The Senate and Assembly said there was around half a billion more dollars available in the governor's proposed $175 billion budget to spend on programs like education and health care. DiNapoli, in a letter to lawmakers, essentially split the difference between the two groups, determining that the state has $190 million more dollars than Cuomo originally thought. The governor's budget director, Robert Mujica, immediately said the extra money should be saved in the state's rainy day fund because economists are warning of a downturn later next year. The budget watchdog group Citizens Budget Commission says that's a wise idea. The group's David Friedfeld says given the economic instabilities, lawmakers should go even further.
What they could do, which would be a better idea, would be to curtail spending growth even more and deposit those extra funds into the rainy day reserves as well.
But he admits that would be difficult in the current political climate. Numerous advocacy groups and many Democratic lawmakers who are in control of both houses of the legislature for the first time in years want to give at least $1 billion more in funds to public schools and to the state and city university systems. Public university students were among the many groups holding rallies this week. Assemblyman Harvey Epstein, who was at another press conference along with other lawmakers and education funding advocates, says legislators will need to find a way to help public schools, even within the current spending constraints.
We can agree on the income number based on existing tax structure. That doesn't mean we're stuck with any formula going forward. We have opportunities to raise taxes, change the tax structure. There are lots of people who can afford to do better and can pay more. And if that's what we need to do, that's what we need to prioritize doing this year.
The state already imposes an income tax surcharge on those making over $1 million a year. Epstein is among a number of Democratic lawmakers who back creating additional higher income tax brackets for those making over $10 million a year, $100 million a year, and $1 billion a year. Friedfeld with the Citizens Budget Commission says it's risky, though, in an economic downturn to bank on the wealthiest taxpayers to bail the state out.
Very wealthy people also have very volatile incomes. So when you do face a recession or even a slowdown, those people's income declines very rapidly and significantly, and then the state has a commensurate decrease in tax revenues. We've looked at the past recessions, and you could be looking between anywhere between $20 and $30 billion revenue shortfall over 3 years.
He says lawmakers who relied on those taxes in the last recession of 2008 and 2009 were forced to slash school funding by $10 billion over the following 6 years. Other lawmakers say they can find money by reducing some of the governor's other spending programs. Assemblywoman Deborah Glick, chair of the Higher Education Committee, says there's money in the governor's economic development budget, and it could be shifted to shore up the state and city public university systems. She says that's a better use of economic development funds anyway.
I would like the governor to finally recognize that the reason that big companies are attracted to New York are because of its people. And the way you invest in the future is investing in your student body.
Late in the day, the leader of the Senate Democrats, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, addressing the revenue numbers, says Senate Democrats can live with them.
We are obviously going to work within the fiscal realities of the state.
But she would not say whether she agrees with the governor's budget director that the additional $190 million should be saved in a rainy day fund, saying it will all be part of budget talks taking place over the next few weeks. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.